And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Boards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Having a great time. Captain Roy Rose of the Royal Polaris joining us this morning. We're talking fishing, talking tackle, talking tuna, and hopefully talking to you. We got another great hour coming your way, and we would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, give us a call. It's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you get through here in the second hour. Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be taking a lot of your phone calls here in the second hour and a lot of good text messages. We've had some fun texts come through already, but keep those coming. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just send us a text, and we'll be reading some throughout the second part of the show here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, giving away a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to be winning a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. An awesome, awesome opportunity for somebody to go fishing with Captain Taro. And, man, the full-day fishing has just been... It's just been out of this world. You know, the full-day fishing this year is almost like taking one day out of the middle of a 15-day on the Royal Polaris. You know, you sleep at your house in the morning, you get on the boat, you get out there, and there's, you know, they're having drifts for 100-pounders and flat-falling and catching big ones, and then back at your house that night. And it's been pretty spectacular to watch Taro and the boys do such a great job with such limited amount of time.
Oh, I know. It's crazy, and seeing all the traffic that those guys have to work through, it's like, oh my goodness. I know yesterday we fished 40 miles away just because of the boat traffic.
I'll bet, yeah.
And those guys, they deal with that stuff day in and day out, and they do such a phenomenal job dealing with that stuff.
It's got to be nice when you're able to just stretch your legs a little bit, and you know it's going to be you, it's going to be a couple of your colleagues working, and you can get away for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we still had some traffic where we were, but it still is like La Jolla on a Saturday or Sunday, whatever. Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, guys out there in jet skis, kayaks.
I was going to say, yeah, that's the problem. There's bluefin foamers in jet ski range. You know, it's the real deal.
Exactly.
That's fun. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to get it rolling. And, again, we just want to hear from you. If you want to join us, have some fun with us this morning, 213-432-1090. Not only your opportunity to talk to Captain Roy, but also your shot at winning that great trip on board the Liberty. Phones are packed up. We're going to jump right into them. Talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Phoenix this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show today. Great show. Hey, my question is on a connection knot. If I've got the flat fall with a 200-pound leader you guys done for me, and I've got an 80-pound mono setup, what knot would be the best to connect that?
I would just tie our connection's going to have a swivel on it. You're just going to tie your just use a San Diego knot. That works fine.
Yeah. So San Diego knot from the 80-pound mono to the swivel, and then the swivel with the 200-pound, you just crimping that?
He would be getting that from us. It'd be already crimped.
Yeah, okay. But if he's doing it on his own and wanting to put a piece of 200-pound, you're crimping the 200, or are you tying that as well? On the RP, Roy. Like, do you guys like to – if you're going to make it up for on the boat.
Crimping.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, everything crimped.
So you 200-pound, you're going to crimp the 200-pound to a swivel, and then he's just going to tie his 80-pound right to the other side of that swivel.
Yeah, it'll be about a 3-foot leader.
Okay.
2-3-foot leader of 200-pound. We just crimp it up, and he just attaches that to his 80-pound.
And if somebody's fishing with you on the boat, that's something that you guys can and will do for him on the boat.
Yeah, we do that on the way out. We'll add the assist hooks, because
okay.
A lot of those flat falls come with the hooks that they come with. They're not really that good.
Yeah, not up to task for what we're doing.
Yeah, no, they need to be replaced. So we'll replace those, put all the good hooks on there, get them all leadered up. That way, when we go out there and we start hooking this good fish, we're not losing the Royal.
Sure. And that's something that, you know, that maybe somebody who hasn't had an opportunity to fish in the Royal Polaris, that's part of what you guys do. You're going to do kind of tackle seminar on the way out, get everybody up to speed and ready. And if somebody comes and the tackle's not rigged appropriately, you guys are going to do your best to get it set for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're not going to let them go. We're not going to let them go out in the water with something that's not going to work.
Yeah, and that's the thing with these flat falls. You know, these lures originally were designed for, you know, rockfish type thing, you know, snappers and groupers and things like that. I don't think they never intended us to go out and catch cows with a, you know, it's got a 3-0 hook on it, and we're wanting to catch a 250-pounder. So you guys are going to put the heavy duty hooks and the leader on there.
Yep.
Mike, I appreciate the phone call very much. I hope you guys have a great trip on the RP. We had a good text come through. This one was from Ben. How long do you anticipate this bluefin will be around this year, Captain Roy? He goes, I know that it has been consistently going into the fall. Do you think if we book trips all the way into Thanksgiving time, we'll still have a shot at this bluefin?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty consistent. And, boy, the last couple of years, the later and later that we get, the fishing has just been great.
Yeah, the only thing that messes everything up is the holidays. You think about it, everyone's, oh, I got people coming in when they can't really get out and go fishing. But I know the Shogun, Red Rooster, on their Christmas trips, they've had phenomenal bluefin tuna fishing.
Yeah,
constantly.
It's been really, really cool.
Consistently, the last couple of years, you know, they bump into it outside Colonnette on the way across the Guadalupe. They run it over and come back and fished in. It's like, whoa. Look at this.
This is so cool. Yeah, the Christmas trip was all, you know, in the day, it was always, well, hopefully we'll bump into some yellowtail.
Exactly.
For sure we're going to get you some good reds and some good lingcod, and hopefully we bump into some yellowtail. And then that morphed into Guadalupe big yellowfin fishing, and now it's morphed into, you know, 100-pound bluefins. I mean, that trip that was always a freezer special has now become like a hot big fish tuna trip.
Yeah, you can't even get on them anymore.
That's pretty cool. Well, hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump back into the phones. We're going to talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Morning. What a great time to be a fisherman, as I always say. You know, I was doing a job for a guy that made spear guns, and then he was telling me how smart the bluefin are getting. Because you can go down there and stay calm, and they'll circle you. As soon as your heart rate goes up, you can't even see them swim away. They swim away so fast. It's just, they've gotten that smart. But, you know, we're lucky that they lose their mind and go wide open once in a while for us. But my question is, these Deten model rods, how tight can you do that to squish it? I had one come loose on me, and, you know, that's a total nightmare trying to tighten it as you're fighting a fish. Do you eliminate taking those anymore? Go straight seat? And what would be my solution? I got a cork buddy on it now. How tight can you tighten that, Rick?
Well, I mean, Roy, I'm sure you've seen plenty of the cork tape style rod with the reel spinning. I mean, I don't know how you give a number, you know. I mean, you're obviously not wanting to do so much that you crush the blank, you know. I think if you do it with a screwdriver, you're not going to over torque so bad to the point where you're gonna crush the blank. You got any thoughts on that, Roy?
Yeah, well, one thing you can do, you can take that little section of where you're going to put your reel seat,
mm-hmm.
take some butt cord, and just wrap it, like this deal here. Just build it up, wrap it, let's say a 6-inch strip where that reel seat's going to fit, and that way when you clamp it down, the reason you're having to over-tightening it is because it's, there's a lot of space there.
Right.
So you're just going to take up some of the space. It's like a shim.
So you're going to, you're going to wrap up the tuna cord, build yourself a bushing, tighten it down to that, so that way you don't have to over-tighten.
Exactly. You just kind of put it on there, get it tight to where when you grab the reel and grab the rod and twist it and you're just going to tighten it enough where it doesn't move anymore.
And you're going to know, that's what I am trying to come up with the right words to say, is you're going to know when it's tight enough that you don't need to tighten it. If you can hold the reel stationary and then grab the rod and you're not able to get that rod to twist back and forth, that reel's plenty tight enough. And you don't need to bear down and certainly don't need to tighten it with anything other than a screwdriver. You don't need to be ratcheting anything down. Because it is possible for sure to crush the blank if you do it too much. And if you're a guy that's very techie, or you like building stuff on your rods, I fish with the surface iron rod that I really like to fish. My favorite rod is a CalStar 100 mag. It's a 10-foot rod. It's got a little bit of graphite. It's got really good lift. It's my favorite. If there's a problem with that rod, it's that it's got a thin blank wall. And so where I like to put my reel seat, I just got a piece of scrap blank from a rod that we cut down that was the right size, and I just measured where that distance was, and I have a second piece of blank that I shoved into the back. I just coated up with epoxy and shoved it in until it fit right where my reel goes. So I just put an extra little layer in there for tightening that thing down. But anyways, I hope that helps at least Chuck a little bit, but I think that's the best call is wrap yourself some tuna cord or some butt cord or just something to build yourself up a nice little bushing. That way you're building the space up and get that thing cranked down nice and tight. It's not going to go anywhere on you. Because you've seen it. You can fight as big a fish as necessary. As long as that thing is clamped down appropriately, it's going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah, no, we're using we have an Alua 9.3, and we're catching 200-pound tuna with a TLD 30. And we did the same thing, just built it up with the
couple wraps of butt cord.
Butt cord and duct tape over the top and still good to go.
That's it. All right. Hey, Chuck, appreciate that very much. Appreciate the phone call. I hope that helps. With that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your FishDope.com report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger, also that amazing pokey kit. They're now open at their new Old Town location on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Rick. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, buddy. Good morning.
Oh, good. Hey, Roy. Hey, Rick. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great show. Hey, man. Great show. I love listening to you, Roy. It's just like listening to me. You get excited. One guy told me once, Dave, if you pissed a puddle, you would fish in it, and you're absolutely right. There's nothing more exciting than going fishing. That's it. It's fishing. When on my day off, I go fishing. When I'm working, I'm fishing. And then on vacation, it's all about fishing.
There you go,
that's
buddy.
Right.
So
where are you going on vacation? There's not going to be water.
That's right.
Absolutely. But, hey, quick, something we got to say. Really good friend of the show, really good friend of mine. Rick, you know this guy really well. Cliff Friend, I know he's laying in the hospital room listening to the show. Cliff, get better quick, man. We all need to see you, buddy. Get out of that hospital and get better quick. We love you, Cliff, and we'll see you soon.
Well said. Yeah, get better, Cliff.
All right, so let's go fishing. Oh, my gosh. There is just take a dart, throw it. Anywhere from Catalina to the border, like Tom Green said, there is so much fish. I listened to Mark Wish yesterday. I got the same thing going on with all my clients, just phone call after phone call of just, Dave, these things are as big as cars. I've never seen anything like this before. What do? We had one on for 3 hours. These poor, my clients said, we had catching calico bass and blue perch. That's what we catch. We've never seen nothing like this. It's mind-boggling. My poor guys, they're going out there, and they think they're ready, and they think they're ready, and they go. A heartbreaking trip. My buddy Brian on his Sea Ray was out there the other day, and he had a fish on for 2.5 hours by himself. He took a bunch of pictures by himself. I don't know how he did it. Had it right up to the edge there, had it ready to gaff. He was going to gaff it by himself. And you know what happened, Roy? He gave it a tiny bit of slack, and the hook fell out of the fish's mouth, and it swam away. And he's all, what do I do, Dave? I go, dude, you did everything you could. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just heartbreak after heartbreak. And he was watching the cars drive by the check station at Camp Pendleton. That's how close these fish are. Like Rick was saying yesterday, guy got one in 80 feet of water. Yeah, they're everywhere. Gang, you do not have to pile up on each other. just because you see a guy hooked up, stop fishing for boats. Stop fishing for boats. Just because you see Roy driving around outside of Dana Point, you don't need to go park next to, unless you want to just take some pictures of the Royal Polaris off of Dana Point. That might be cool, but gang, the volumes here, there's so much fish. You do not have to jump on top of each other. So stop fishing for boats. Start fishing for fish. They're here. They're not going to get any closer. Gundy's report is going to be next day or next time he calls, he's going to go, yeah, they caught one in the surf in Huntington Harbor yesterday.
You get a little rod and a lucky craft. You might be hey, you might be hooking a bluefin here soon.
Absolutely, gang. So it doesn't get any better than right now. And then everything else, calico bass, all that stuff's biting. Everything's biting. Everything's good. Fishing's phenomenal. Weather's epic. The only thing missing is you. Get on a boat and go fishing.
Well said. Right on, Dave. Well, if somebody wants to keep in touch with you, especially with all the technique going on with this big bluefin and videos of how to do it and all the great information you got on your website, how do we keep in touch?
Go check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. You never, ever have to fish for boats again unless you like that, unless you're into it.
All right, buddy. Well, great job. Great report. Glad to hear it's biting so well. But we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. I can't even imagine what we're going to be talking about next week. All right, Roy. Love you, man. Talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
You did. That's fine. I appreciate that very much. All right. That's going to wrap up our Fish Dope Report. Again, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military and law enforcement and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available now at Fisherman's Processing. Phones are absolutely packed solid. We're going to jump into them and talk to Brandon calling from San Pedro this morning. Good morning, Brandon. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Good. What's up, Brandon?
Good. I just got a quick question for you guys. I know you guys talked about setting your drags for tuna fishing. What percent would you start your drag at to get on all those big bluefin?
What do you think, Roy?
Honestly, I have no idea. I just pull it. I don't know what it is.
You taught me a long, long time ago online. You know, you're not you're lesser concerned with a number of percentage. And this was back when everything was just Iserlon monofilament. But you grab the line and you pull it, and you can feel the mono stretching when you pull it, and when the line's about all the way stretched out. Yeah. You know, you can feel the kind of the bend of the rubber band happen, and then the line starts to come off the reel right at the end of that stretch. You got about the amount of pressure that line's gonna hold.
Yeah, and if it's too tight when you, like, let's say you set it and you think it's too tight, you're gonna, as soon as you hook a fish, if that line starts to crinkle, just back your drag off. But like I said, as far as there's a bunch of different percentages of 100 pound is 27 pounds and this and that. I honestly just wrap it around your hand and pull it. And if you start to cut your hand, it's too tight. I mean, that's the bottom line. You just want it to where you hook a fish, it's better to be just maybe a tiny bit loose, not to where you're going to get spooled, but you don't want it to where you put it in gear, the line breaks.
Mm-hmm. You know, And with a lever drag reel, when you get a bite, you don't necessarily need to go all to strike right off the bat. Like if you're a guy that likes to fish a lot of drag, when you were giving such a good description, you know, when you're lifting the fish, you don't want that any line to be slipping. And when he's doing a circle and he's going down, you don't want that line to be slipping off the reel.
Yeah,
and
you don't want him falling off at any time. If it's just the weight of the fish's tail beat.
You need to hold that.
Yeah.
And so if you're a guy that likes to fish a heavy enough amount of drag that's never going to happen, you don't need to go all the way to there right on the bite. You know, you just push your lever halfway forward, three quarters of the way forward, let him get a little line off the reel, and then when that thing settles down, give him some heat.
Yeah, but bump it up.
Well, I hope that helps at least a little bit there on drag setting. Like I say, the very best part about going on the Royal Polaris is you have a Roy and everybody else on that crew that's been doing it their whole life that will help you at any point. And that's the best thing you can do. No matter how many times I've been on a boat my whole life. I don't ever go on one of those without grabbing somebody. Hey, Daryl, how does this feel to you? This is 60 pound. What do you think? And then those guys are going to grab it, and they're going to rip 3 feet of line off one time and be like, man, that's fine. Or, you know what, I'd bump it up a little bit, or I'd back that off a little bit. The guys are always going to be there to give you a hand on whatever it might be for getting your drag set. Well, hey, we appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump back into the text. This one was from Grant in San Carlos. Roy, with between kite fishing and now you using sinkers and chandelier rigs, I have to ask, what's the craziest contraption you've ever created and caught a fish on? And that was from Grant in San Carlos.
Contraption? You just use bed springs.
How in the hell do you use a bed spring to catch a fish?
We were just put a spring on the end and I'd actually pour lead in them because we were catching sculpin and sand bass.
Okay.
And just putting them on the red rods, put a little strip of mackerel on there and just drop it down and just tell them to bounce it, keep it on the bottom. And they're catching all the little brown rockfish sculpin.
I remember you telling a story in here before on you raiding some one of the sockets in the toolbox and making a jet head.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So you're the reason that, you know, as they always say, you're the reason the 10 millimeters always miss them. Like.
Oh yeah, we got one of the long trips, the passenger made me a telephone.
Okay.
I got it on the boat. I got an 80 pounder on that.
On a telephone.
On a telephone.
So how does that work?
Just do it. I skipped it a couple of times.
You're talking an actual cordless telephone.
Cordless telephone.
Okay.
I got a picture of it on here. Find that.
And you put you guys found a way to put a hook on it?
Oh yeah, this guy put a wire through it, put a hook on it, painted it blue and white.
And cast it out as a skip jig and caught a tuna fish with it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go with that being pretty high up there on crazy contraptions of things that you've caught a fish on.
Yeah.
It's gonna at some point we're gonna get to a list that's just gonna be easier for you to start picking out of things that you haven't caught fish with in on the boat at some point with sockets and telephones and everything else. Hey Grant, fun tech, appreciate that very much. Let's jump back into the phones. Another one. How about we talk to Steve? Steve calls from San Diego this morning. Hi Steve, welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, so I just have a quick question. I have the Avid MXL Raptor. I was just wondering if that's a good reel to take for some of these smaller bluefin.
So an MXL Raptor, Roy, is like the little bit smaller in diameter than like a 500 would be. It's a little bigger than what a squidder would have been, but you know, aluminum and two speed, a smaller reel.
So that'd be good for like 25 pound fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the type of thing you're going to fill it full of Spectra and pitch a 20, 25, 30 pound top shot on, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you'd probably put 65 pounds of Spectra on that.
But again, that, you know, that great for that scenario that you talked about when you know you're catching 25 and 30 pounders. And although that's a great reel that makes a ton of drag and is a very strong reel, when it comes to fish that are 80 pounds above, 100 pounds above, sure, that reel makes great drag pressure. And it's not like that reel is going to break. You know, it's not going to fall apart. But just a smaller reel, smaller handle, smaller gears, you're just making a lot more work for you when the fish start to get to that next class larger. It's just tougher on the angler to turn the handle under a load. Even though the drag is fine and the frame is stout and the reel's not going to grenade, it's nothing like that. It's just a lot harder to do the work with a reel of that size than a couple steps bigger. Hey, but we appreciate the phone call very much, Steve, and thanks a lot for that. When we come back, we've got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You're more with Captain Roy Rose of the Royal Polaris. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island Launch Ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Eating in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm having a great time here this morning talking fishing. Great info going on. If you want to be a part of it, join us for Let's Talk Hookup. Still plenty of time to get your calls through. 213-432-1090. Roy, what's up next for Royal Polaris? I know lots of great fishing. You were kind of talking. We're in the kind of heart of the schedule right now, bouncing, you're saying, between 8 days and the kind of longer trips and shorter trips, kind of back and forth. When, how long does that kind of time go, and when do you start transitioning into doing the long trips?
That'll be the steadier eights and tens are going to start in mid-August.
Okay.
August, September. It's more, I think there might be 1 or 2, 3 days in there, but after like that September, it turns into like more eights and tens.
Okay. And when does a passenger that's going fishing with you need to start thinking about wahoo? Like when do you need to have a rod? So even right now, you're going on an 8-day trip right now, you need to have a little bit of wahoo gear.
Yeah, right, that ridge is warming up. It's any day now. I mean, last time I was there, it was 70 degrees, and you got the rocks at 72. They're already starting to catch wahoo at the rocks, so. As long as that water gets warm and pushes into that ridge.
So if you're going on a trip, you don't want to don't go without a bomb or a jig.
No,
okay.
Bring your wahoo stuff. If you're lucky enough to get a shot at those rocks, They're going to go.
And what are you fishing right now? So you're taking yourself out of captain shoes, you're Roy on the deck going fishing, going on your 8-day trip, and especially in the early season when maybe there's not huge hits and you know you're picking a couple off. What would you be starting with if you were at the rail? Are you a bomb guy, a jig guy? Do you have a preference on that kind of stuff?
I would just be a Wahoo bomb just because I'm lazy.
Okay.
It comes with a wire on it. Tie it on, throw it out.
Wind it back.
Fast.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. Best color is fast.
That's it.
Okay.
Fast.
All right.
Something whizzing by their face and latch onto it.
All right. And in terms of keeping up with Royal Polaris, that's probably some sort of a sinker. I'm assuming at this point.
Yeah.
As long as there's lead with a loop on each end, Roy's happy. I got that fun. All right. Well, hey, we got a fun text that came through. It says I don't care for using ringed hooks. I was wondering if Roy had an opinion on ringed versus non-ringed hooks, and would it be okay to use a San Diego jam knot or some other sort of clinch knot and just not cinch the loop down tight to leave a little bit of a loop on my hook? And what are your thoughts on that? You like ring hooks, no rings? What are your feelings on that, Roy?
To me, I don't care about rings either. And as far as that loop knot, I just tie the knot. I don't personally care about the loop, just because, let's say, if it doesn't cinch down right, let's say the fish bites it, it slides down and it gets caught in where it's crimped,
sure.
It's going to blow out.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's over. It's done. You get bite, you put it in gear. I've seen a lot of those knots fail. And like I said, because you hook a fish, you get bit, the fish starts running at 15 miles an hour. You know, it starts
falling.
And it just, the knot never got cinched proper.
Right.
And it breaks the line.
Yeah,
you're
leaving the last step out of tying a good knot,
yeah.
You know, making sure it's seated and cinched down. You pull on it. You kind of can't finish that last step if you don't cinch it all the way down right.
Yeah. And like I said, the fish, by the time it comes tight, if it doesn't cinch proper, if it slides on that hook into that little thing, there it goes.
Okay.
Because a knot that's not cinched properly, if it's not on that eye of that hook good, I've seen, in fact, it happened twice this trip, guys come back with a perfect knot.
Right.
It's the whole knot, but it's just, you can see where it's been cut, where it's
yeah, like the knot is still formed, and the little loop that that was around the ring of the hook, there's like a perfect slice right through the middle.
Yes.
And that's from the hook basically traveling around the hook and getting caught in that little crotch where the eye gets closed,
yep.
You know, and it gets in that little wedge, and that's what gets you.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's good info. All right, well, appreciate that. And again, I mean, whether a ringing hook does or doesn't, I think the right bait is the equalizer of everything.
Yeah.
You know.
And even for people on long trips, I mean, you're crimping your hooks on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're crimping your 130, it's already gonna have a loop.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're that into it, you know.
I always think that, you know, I mean, I don't think it hurts. It probably doesn't hurt you, so I think it's fine.
No, it doesn't hurt you, but I mean.
But I think, I just think the same. I always say the same thing. The right bait is the equalizer of everything. A really good bait on 50-pound that's hauling ass away from the boat is going to get a bite better than a mediocre bait on 25-pound. It's just, a good bait is the equalizer of everything. But, hey, still a great text, and we appreciate that very much. Let's jump back into the phone, talk to Doug. Doug Connell from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was more curious on this heavy outfit you're talking about. Are you talking about using a heavy jig stick or a trolling rod be out of the question?
A trolling rod? How long is it? I know personally I like to see a longer rod just because of you hook into a hundred plus pound fish, and you'll notice when you go on these boats, everything's landed either in the flare of the bow or it's landed in the corner. So you need to be able to lean out. If you got like a 5 foot, 5.5 foot trolling rod, that's not really that good. You want something 6.5-7 feet long, in my opinion. Well, if you're fishing on our boat.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, any one of these boats, if it's done right, that fish is going to end up being landed in the corner or in the bow. You try and turn a 150-pound fish in the middle of a boat, it's going to rub you off on the bottom.
Roy, with the long rods, I've... I've always been a big fan of a 7-foot rod. Like, that's always been my favorite. Long enough to get away from the boat, keep the line from rubbing underneath, but not so long you can't get a hold of it and lift the thing in the air, let guys slide under and over and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the trend keeps seeing longer and longer and longer rail rods. Do those have just as good of a purpose? Are they just as good? Are they better? Do you have a preference in that when it comes to rod length on big ones?
No, you don't really need a super long-ass rod, because what happens is you start getting entangled. You eat four or five fish. Now you got to step back. It's very cumbersome. I used to hate it when we're fishing out where you got these guys with these 9-foot bait rods. Mm-hmm. And
he's got to be back at the bait tank where you can get a hold of the tip.
You got 10 or 15 fish going. It's like, bring that one back. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You're trying to grab rod and spin them. And like you said, that guy's got to go back by the bait tank to make a hole to put his rod through.
Okay.
To put this rod over that one.
6.5 to 7 foot is what you like for big fish
plenty
fishing.
Good.
Okay. Okay.
I'd say, 7 foot, seven, fine.
Yeah, got it. Hey, Doug, great phone call. Appreciate that very much. Tom in Temecula is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Morning, Roy. I've got a couple of questions. First one is, Roy, do you prefer a longer top shot? I know I've been experimenting around with, going directly from braid to fluorocarbon. And on these bluefin, would you recommend like a 100-foot top shot or a 50-foot top shot? And then my second question is regarding knife jigs. I have a few of those, and I've always been kind of reluctant to use them. Do those give you any better advantage on a tuna as opposed to a flatfall? Are they as good as, or we just don't hear too much about them because not too many people are fishing them?
No, personally, I see more fish hooked on that knife jig. Like I said before, whatever gets down the fastest, that knife jig has a heavy back end. And when it sinks, it goes straight down. And that knife we had a guy one trip. He had a knife jig, and this dude hooked and handed off 11 fish.
Get out of here.
On a knife jig. Justin Fleck on the Excel's got a knife jig. It weighs about 16 ounces. He's been catching fish on that thing all for the last 2 years. He used to use it just for catching grouper at Leo's Bank. And yellowtail, bouncing off the bottom, and now he's been knocking the crap out of the bluefin with it.
And that's the draw to that style jig, is it all keeps coming back to what you have been saying over and over, is it just gets down fast.
Yes.
Okay.
It gets. In fact, the guy I told you that didn't catch anything and caught one,
uh-huh.
He was using that thing when we were catching sand bass and calicos. I said, hey, cut that off and save it for bluefin. He didn't cut it off and save it. He's lucky he didn't lose it. He kept catching junk with it, and then that's when he caught his big fish.
What's crazy is some of those things are as long as a paper towel tube, and but you put a hook on the bottom, you throw a hook on the top, whatever. They have no problem getting a hold of that thing.
That is very, very effective. Like I said, if it's heavy, if it's one of those nice 300-gram, that is. I would rather use that than that other.
Yeah, and.
Just because of the getting down quick to the end of the zone fast enough.
Now, with a jig like that and a bite like that, are most of the bites coming while it's falling, or do you get down to the bottom and do you wind it back up? Like, if you don't get a – I guess two questions. One, do they get bit on the drop or on the wind? And if they don't get bit on the drop, how do you fish it?
It is the way that – a couple of different ways. Like, I tell people, because you say, okay, you get on the PA – okay, they're down to 250, 300 feet. Well, people have the habit of, I'm going to figure out where 300 feet is. No. You're going to end up screwing yourself up. I tell the people, like this one trip, we kept stopping. I go, how the hell are we not getting bit? And I'm looking at the people, I'm watching them. I go, you know what? When you hit the bottom, put it in gear. Then we started hooking fish.
Okay.
It's because now they're letting enough line out of the reel.
Sure.
Because they'll sit there and try and stop it and bounce it. There's a couple of different ways you can do it, but I'd say 70% of the bites are going to be on the sink. You're going to think you've hit the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Put it in gear and wind till you load the rod up. And as far as different ways of working it, you let it go, half your spool, whatever. Burn it back fast. Eddie likes to rip it. He'll sit there and yank it a couple times, wind it up.
You say rip it, you're talking like yo-yoing it, almost like you were trying to catch a rock cod, okay?
Yeah. And the way I like to fish them is, like I'm fishing mackerel. I drop it over the side, and I let it sink 2 feet, give it a yank, hold the spool, let it sink.
Okay.
Give it a yank, let it sink. Give it a yank, let it sink. Eventually, you give it a yank, you let it sink, nothing happens, your line stops. Put it in gear,
you
wind.
One's already eating it, and he's swimming up with it.
Exactly.
That's cool. All right.
So you're fishing it on the sink, and then you're... Like I said, 70% of the time it's going to be on the sink.
70% of the time it happens every time.
Yep. Hit the bottom. When you hit the bottom, you got one.
All right. And what about his other question? Long mono top shot, short top shot? Do you have a preference that way?
You know what? As far as he said 50 feet, I personally like, even on our long trips, 20 feet.
20 feet.
Now, 20 feet, the fish are touchy. And if the weather is choppy and rough, then I like a longer top shot just for shock absorption.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So
a little extra stretch.
Yeah, and that's the difference in both of them.
But Phil, you're real. You like a real, I mean, pretty darn, we're talking 7/8 full of Spectra, and then
yes.
you can adjust that way. You know, there's room for a 50 footer, but you know, 50 feet of line on a big reel, that's a couple of revolutions on the spool. You're not going to be down enough where the reel wouldn't perform the way you'd want it. The spool's still nice and full.
And then if you're fishing like. Put it on your jig stick, you want to do it at your furthest cast. So whatever your furthest cast is, that's where you want your connection at. I see guys come out, they'll spool up the reel, and they'll put a 30-foot piece of mono on there, but every time they cast, they get a backlash because there's a knot in the way.
Sure.
So you want to figure out what your best cast is going to be, and that's where you need to do your connection from.
That's it. All right, I like it. Good call. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump back in and talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Mark?
I'm good.
I got a question. I'm going to go on a day and a half, and I've got a 30, a 40, and a 65-pound setups, but someone told me that I need something heavier for the night fishing.
Okay, what size is your 60-pound outfit? What size reel is it?
Speedmaster 16.
Same size as Italica 16.
Yeah, that's kind of small. Just because you're only gonna be able to put 65 or 80-pound Spectra on there, and you're gonna want to have. Personally, I like to see 130, but you can get away with 100. And that gear ratio on that Speedmaster is kind of high. And I see a lot of guys get worked over pretty good with that reel.
It's just the size of fish that we're catching this year. I mean, it really does dictate the next level up on gear. So staying in that same world of Speedmaster 20 or 25, Italica 20, 25, just the next size up.
Yeah, just get a little bigger reel. Something you can put 100-pound Spectra on.
And Roy, I think you said it very good at the beginning of the show. Everybody's got a story of this. I caught one that was this big on this reel. And you said, you know, you're not saying that it couldn't be done. It's just a lot more difficult than it needs to be. And just every minute that fish is on the line, the chances of something going wrong happen, a hook pulling, getting chewed off, getting a tangle, whatever. If you can make it easier on yourself and shorten the fight, you just got
putting
the odds in your favor.
You got to do that. And, you know, it's funny. We talk about losing fish. And a lot of people, they want to use a fluorocarbon top shot. And we had several fish on our boat and another operator, another boat we were talking about. It's like guys put the reel in gear. They do a Seaguar connection or a whatever to connect the mono to the fluorocarbon.
So you're talking a reel that's got Spectra,
yeah,
then mono,
not,
and
yeah.
then fluoro tied to the mono.
Yeah, exactly. Blowing out full speed while we're doing this. You guys are hooking these better fish, and that little connection, the mono to mono, it just keeps the fluorocarbon to the mono connections are coming apart. All right, so you guys got to practice them and get good at it. And if you're not, don't even use the mono. Just use straight fluorocarbon.
Mm-hmm.
Put a 15-foot piece on there, 20-foot piece, and cut back from there. You have less connections, less stuff to grenade on you.
If a guy is going to do that, what's the connection that you like to see from mono to fluoro? Or would you rather just not be there at all?
I'd rather not be there, just because I see him come apart.
Right.
And it happens time and time again. You, a 25-pound fish, yeah, big deal.
Sure.
You're trying to catch a 150-pound or 200-pound fish, there's where the problem is.
Yeah.
That's where stuff comes apart.
That's it. All right, great question. Hey, not a lot of time. Let's try to sneak one more. How about Matt from Montclair? Matt, about 30 seconds for you. Got a quick question for us, Matt?
Yeah, morning, guys. I was wondering, when you're marking tuna on the up and down, what's the deepest you've drawn tuna up throwing chum?
So if you see a school down deep, how deep, I think, is he asking, have you marked a school that has reacted to the chum and come up and boiled around?
You know what? Yeah, it probably. I don't know if the chum is going to go down there 400 feet. I mean, they have good eyes. I mean, you stop, you're going to have guys with sinker rigs, so they're going to draw that fish up. So I can't honestly say, yeah, I chummed them up from 80 fathoms. Usually, I have the meter set at 60 fathoms, and usually in the daylight hours, the fish is about 40 fathoms.
Okay.
And it reacts quick.
Yeah, that's
it comes right to the top.
It always trying to trips me out how fast that can happen. I mean, that's deep. You know, that's 60 fathoms, that's a long ways down. 40 fathoms, that's a long ways down.
Yeah.
And it always blows me away that a scoop of bait can hit the water and, like, you can't turn around and look back at it and there's a blowout.
They see it, they want it, they're coming
in. Yeah, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
They make their living covering that kind of distance. not too bad. Hey, appreciate the phone call, Matt, very much. When we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a full-day trip on board the Liberty. One more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Kitty and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time. Okay, big winner going fishing on board the Liberty. Winner out of a trip of Fisherman's Landing. That is going to Chuck in Dana Point. Chuck, congratulations. Roy, it trips me out how fast 2 hours can roll by on this show. So
yeah.
I sure appreciate it. Never enough time. And, man, I know it's not easy, especially peeling you off the boat, but really, really stoked to have you in here, man. This is a lot of fun and such great info, especially with all this big fish going on. It's just a thing that it's, you know, the big fish. fish is so your world on the Royal Polaris, and it's new to a lot of us. So to get the straight info from you is just awesome, man. Invaluable. We really appreciate it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's really cool. So if somebody does want to come fishing with you, get in all the great stuff we've been talking about. I know it's a super busy year. Are there spots on the RP here or there for the rest of this season? Can we still come fishing with you? Or obviously, we just heard Frank talking about the new schedule coming out here in the next week. What's the deal if we want to come fishing on the RP?
If you want to try and get on the boat, you're going to get a hold of Monica. The office number is 619-226-8030.
Okay.
And let her know. And she can go up the schedule with you and let you know if there's any trips available.
And I know that she's a miracle worker when it comes to finding a spot here or there, waiting list. Like, we hear the stories all the time. People call the radio show, like, you know, whatever. You might call in a report, oh, we're sold out for the next three trips in a row. And then a guy, you know, here's how good the bluefin fishing is. And, oh, Monica slid me in. So it's always worth calling and getting on the waiting list. Put a little floater deposit down, something like that. I mean, the opportunities to go fishing with you are still there. And Captain Sean Trowbridge, like you said, that was very fun to have some backup with you up top. That's really cool. Well, again, man, we really appreciate you taking the time and a great show and had lots of fun. That's cool. Hey, we've got a great couple of shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Two Speeds are going to be joining us. And then the next Sunday, it's the freelance show. It's just myself and Corey. We're going to be talking tuna, tackle, and calicos. We're going to be having a lot of fun next Sunday. So appreciate you listening. Huge thanks to JP for keeping us on the air. Big thanks to Adam for everything he does on the app. And a big thanks to you. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday and Sunday. Let's talk hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.